Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 26th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to protect God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. Wow, we got a road to hoe when it comes to bringing back freedom, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? We didn't ruin this country in a day. We're not going to bring it back in a day, but we do believe the supreme law, the Constitution, will get it done. Most importantly, we the people need to learn about, understand, and embrace morality, become educated about the proper role of the checks and balances, and through the checks and balances, we don't need a revolution. A restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth will indeed suffice. All right, without further ado, we're going to talk to our buddy Michael Emery. He's an embedded reporter with the 3%ers in Burns, Oregon now. He's with the Idaho 3%ers. His name is Michael Emery. And he has TVOINews.com, the voice of Idaho. TVOINews.com, that's his website. Check it out today. Michael, good morning, sir.
Hello, Sam. How you doing?
Absolutely fantastic, but I'm worried about Ammon Bundy and crew. Ammon comes and goes. The folks are peaceful, but the government's ratcheting up. Last I heard, a couple of hundred vehicles on the ground and dozens of starting to become more hostile by the day. FBI agents, but you got more folks from the state in than you do even the FBI, so we're talking about rolling out a big agenda. Some people might say, you know what, that's just theater on the part of the government to hope they peacefully go away, but the truth is, historically, we've seen governments just flat out kill people. Look at Ruby Ridge and Waco to make two recent points, point in case available. But the problem is, this could go bad fast. Now they're shadowing militia people in town. One wrong move by one wrong person, a happy trigger finger or anything like that, could change the game in a second, Michael.
Yes, what I'm seeing is the step up of patrols, and they're pulling a lot of people over. I've done everything I can to go talk to the officers to have a mediation point and try to get conversation back and forth about this reality that we have. You know, it's sad that the Sheriff Ward had really is the one that's created this whole situation, because he would not address or redress a grievance. That was his job and duty to listen to the people of Harney County. Because of that, Sheriff Ward is the prima facie on all of this. It's a dereliction of duty. And now he's coddled over to the side, and I hear everybody say that he's a decent guy, and I believe he is. And I believe he's very uneducated in his position. One of the things that we've been doing is we have a new live stream, and that has helped immensely, because we've had a couple of staging operations. We've rolled up trying to get some – we're having a little bit problem with the connection, but we're still able to live stream some in some of these areas. And they don't – they're more fearful of the media than they are anything else. And they're fearful of the truth. it's just sad that they just bringing in these federal officers, the local police officers and sheriff's deputies are all concerned about the provocateurs that are coming in and out. Like the Chris that's the former, which was the sheriff, fire chief, you know, he resigned because of provocateurs going around the armory posing as patriots when in fact they were FBI agents. And
now that should be enough to have heads roll and have criminal prosecutions. Just think about intentionally inciting the likelihood or increase of violence due to fraudulent behavior, then blaming it on someone else. If somebody would have died, That would have been a serious issue. The fact is the Patriots were too kind and polite and patient for that to happen, but they tried anyway, right?
Yes, and all the people out here in this county, you know, you've got a lot of differences of opinions, but one thing that everybody agrees with, there's no threat from the people that are occupying the Malheur Reserve. They feel very safe with the militia coming in and out and all the other folks, and trust that they will make sure that everything's clean and that if there isn't any problems with police themselves. And really, I've done some videos where I went down to downtown, and it looks like Fallujah with barricades, spotlights into the houses of people that are disabled. And there's the terror. So who is terrorizing the area? Is the feds coming in, swarming everywhere, pulling everybody over? There isn't a person in this area that hasn't been pulled over for one fictitious reason or another, and threats to, like, there's the Narrows at the corner of Sod House, I think it's Sod House Road, and 205 is a campground. And because they are patronizing people coming through that may happen to be up there, they threaten them. Of course, everybody's laughing at the threats. And
what do they threaten them with, though? What, you're not allowed to be here? What do they claim?
Well, they're saying that if they don't stop helping people as far as serving them, that they may lose their business.
I thought helping people was the Christian American way, and the president of the United States has had like help people service days and stuff, right?
Well, right. Well, I did a video with the lady that owns the Narrows, and she's a great gal. I encourage anyone that's out there, come down here and see it for yourself. You're safe, especially in that area. The safest place you actually are in Harnett County is in that area. Honestly, last night we had an alert that there was a long line of police cars and stuff like that may be coming up that way. So what we do is we go out with our news vehicle and try to catch them on camera. And it's kind of like ambulance chasing in a way. So there was a warning, and outbound Oath Keepers and 3% have triple layer of protection for them. So if they come in and try to kill these people that are there, they're going to be met with very stiff asymmetrical armed militia.
All right, so let me ask you this then. Were the cars that were alerted about last night, were they real? Did it happen?
What happened was, is when I came up to the backside, I seen the line of cars outside of the airport, and I started to go up to there, and it looked like they had pulled in. And I don't know what that was. They're keeping a lot of things hidden behind some buildings and things. The parking lot is full. There are tents set up, and they're doing a lot of counter communication by flooding broadbands, like at the Narrows. Internet connections are about 75% less than what they were, and we're going to have to get a booster or something because they don't want to cut it off, because then that's obvious, but they do have this situation going on.
All right, so now they're tampering with the internet. They're starting to tamper with communications. They're really starting to, I don't know what you call it, but they're really starting to shut things down.
Well, no, they don't want to shut things down because they know exactly what will happen, and it's like a Mexican standoff. And I got to say, for everyone that's a listener out here, have heart and faith of the courage of the men and women that are out here that come in and out of the hundreds in rotation. And some men have been laying on the ground sleeping, and we just got another camper to put out there to bunk some men. We have a medical aid station out there that if, because the sheriff, which is in divine wisdom, decided not to allow any EMTs in the area.
I think that's illegal, by the way.
Well, it is illegal, but he said that anyways, and we had to set up a medical aid kit in case a rancher got hurt or anything. We have qualified combat medics on scene. And here's another thing. A lot of the men that have come in are former and current LEO police. I mean, law enforcement officers, or peace officers, I should say. It's amazing how much love is poured out here, and you're so safe to come in and out. It's an open door policy at the Malheur Reserve. There's some of the salt of the earth of people I've seen. It's just absolutely amazing. We're going to be getting more and more live stream up throughout this week.
All right, what is the government's position? Ammon Bundy has been really pretty much willing to sit down and talk with anybody, anytime, anywhere. They won't participate. Now, as far as I understand, the government doesn't have a single solution on the table. The Three Percenters and the Pacific Patriot Network gave articles of resolution to Bundy, to the FBI, and to the sheriff. As far as I could tell, they were ignored. Now, Grant County Sheriff, a good constitutional sheriff and a friend of ours, Glenn Palmer, said we need to release the Hammonds. That'd be a good start to ending this standoff. And now everybody's turned against him. What is the government's plan or ideas? Do they have any? Michael will answer in seconds.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
This is almost comical. All right, I'll explain in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. We got Michael Emery with us, the voice of Idaho, reporting for Liberty News Radio on Liberty Roundtable Live. And Michael Emery, I asked you right before the pause, I was saying, you know, what on earth is the government's idea? Sheriff Glenn Palmer, a constitutional sheriff in the county next door, Grant County, basically said, hey, we got to release the Hammonds. That'll be a good start to ending the standoff. We got to put forth an olive branch. We got to do something. Everybody and their dog just jumped on and abused Glenn, saying, how could you agree with Hammond and those guys? He didn't agree with anything. He just made a common sense idea for possible resolution. Has the government at any level, the sheriff, the state, the feds anywhere made any possible idea, put forth any suggestion, any hint of a way to peacefully solve this, or are they just bringing in more hardware to ratchet up anger and tension?
Well, it's the common practice of people that are guilty to throw a wall of defense because criminals become dangerous when they know the jig is up. Just the simple fact that there was a redress of grievance with well over 100,000 signatures in a majority role, especially within Burns, Oregon, to readdress that case, and there was massive criminality in it. We have all kinds of evidence of evidence tampering, withdrawal of evidence, just everything you can possibly think of that would be some boss hog biased court case in every way, shape, or form. And of course, if they can't, they couldn't address it because there would be some prosecuting attorneys going to jail. The Gressy would go to jail. They know this. That's why this is happening. Let's just put all this to the side and just realize how this started. And I got to say that the sheriff is on a very thin wire with the people of Harney County. And whatever you hear in the media, it's bull.
Well, the bottom line is the sheriff is guilty of dereliction of duty, and David Ward must resign, sir.
Yes, and there's already discussions about that. There is a secret grand jury that has to be secret because of the protection. Actually, they've been harassed because of the protection of it. That's why the militia come out here. It's just like our founding fathers, to protect the people's court. And the jury, and because you don't have a court unless you have enforcement. And I can tell the federal government this right now. I'm just a reporter. I have a news agency, but I have a right to say this. You are de facto in this. You are the terrorist. And you have exhibited terroristic activity and harmful intent. The measure of a crime is harmful intent. And that is what's happening. And so this is the first phase of cleansing our court system. And every time you open up the box on what they do, you will find it just rotten to the core.
All right. We know there's corruption everywhere. In fact, they tried to have another citizen meeting. And at first, the meeting was going to be at the high school. Then everybody kind of freaked and thought, oh, my goodness, we can't have guns at the high school. So they moved it to the smaller senior center, said you had to have a ticket and be a local citizen to get in. Then everybody's going to bring their guns there, and so they freaked out and they closed it down. Didn't even have a meeting, right?
Well, what happened was the massive amount of people within Harney County were going to protest that meeting. I mean, there was huge outcry saying, "Really?" And I guess that judge's name is Gressy. I always have a problem with it.
Grasty, yeah.
Graspy. He's so guilty of things. It's just. I've looked at all the different things that he's done throughout
his career. I think it's actually Grasty, if you want to get technical.
Yeah, well.
G-R-A-S-T-Y, Grasty.
Grasty, okay.
Right. I think we should call him Nasty Grasty.
Well, excellent Grasty. Point,
well,
sir.
Well, I think he's related to Harry Reid or something, maybe. I don't know.
All right, anyway, the bottom line, though, is the government going to tighten the noose? Are they going to get belligerent? Are they going to try and do something? Bringing in all this military hardware, bringing in all these assets, doesn't look like they're going to try to find a peaceful solution. They're guilty, all of them, of a dereliction of duty, in my opinion. They've done nothing to try to talk this peacefully out with Ammon Bundy or anybody else. They haven't put a single idea for possible resolution on the table. When others have tried to mediate, when others have tried to put peaceful resolutions on the table, they've flat out ignored everybody, and they continue just to ratchet this tension up as if they don't even want a peaceful resolution at all.
Well, here's the good news. When we rolled up, I was the cameraman that rolled up with the 3% and took the video footage and gave it to another individual. And I'm also an armor, foreign weapons specialist. I've worked with a lot of different teams, SWAT teams, different other special force teams. And I've already had a few individuals roll in on a personal basis and talk with me. I can tell you right now that there's a lot of special force teams watching this very carefully, and a lot of the guys that are contractors with the FBI are in full agreement that there needs to be an evidentiary hearing of the crimes committed within their court process, and that if, in fact, the feds come into that area, they are going to be witnessed by a very asymmetrical situation they will not like within their own ranks. This is how this is. If it, they do come in, I dare say that the first shots fired will be amongst their own ranks. And I could say
And I pray that it doesn't happen, sir.
Well, I pray that it doesn't, but they need to understand not to get overzealous and try to do anything, because what they will do is light off a cleansing of our government to get back to the rule of law that will wash across this entire United States, because the Special Forces always said, the reason we won't come to the aid of the people is because they've never asked. And guess what? This is a moral situation that has the moral high ground, and they're watching this. And I pray that somebody like Grassi, because they're guilty, doesn't pull a trigger on something that they can't put a cork back on.
I hear that. Good point. Now, they got provocateurs everywhere. The mainstream press is saying that a guy showed up at Heinz Market. He was drunk. He wanted to join the protesters, and he was going to help kill everybody, and he's got a pellet gun, and they arrested him. These are just provocateurs to try to demonize them, aren't they?
Well, you're always going to have fools and buffoons. I don't care what you do. It could be some musical festival, and you have some idiot. But we cleanse them. You know how many people have been run back out of this area, almost to the point of arrest? We don't put up with this kind of stuff. This is professional. The guys that are coming in and out, many are former law enforcement, and many are former special forces. This is very professional, and they're not fearful when they have to roll up. They're confident in what they're doing, in the legitimacy of what they're doing. So, I would tell the people not to worry about these provocateurs, because even the police are looking at them, and I've gotten calls and asked to look into certain individuals for some of the officers, because they're concerned, because they want this to be peaceful, but we're working together, talking back and forth. I can't say who, but there's a lot of positive thumbs up behind the thin blue line.
All right. Anything else we should know before you fly for today?
Well, try to stay tuned with our live stream. We're having a little bit of problem with getting signals, but we're correcting that. We have a rancher named Tom Davis that has come forward. That's one of the most respected ranchers around, and we're uploading an interview with him that will really open a lot of eyes.
And you also got an interview with the lady that owns the Narrows that's very supportive. In my opinion, maybe Ammon Bundy and those guys ought to peacefully leave the refuge so there's not a violent deal, and maybe they ought to just make their stand at the Narrows.
Well, you know, what it is it's the whole region. And
that's kind of why the place doesn't matter. If Bundy and everybody else is in and out all the time anyway, what's the difference, right?
Well, really, what's the difference? There's so much outpouring of help and support. And I would, if you don't mind, I would like to talk to the Oath Keepers out there and let them know that we've got a very good system here.
All right, I want you to hang tight because I got a hard break I can't control, Michael. Stay there. I was going to let you go at 30, but we'll come back and have you finish your comments to the Oath Keepers, promote your website and where the live stream is and more. Grab your pen and paper, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Emery, the voice of Idaho, on your radio, live on the ground in Burns, Oregon.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Emery live on your radio, the voice of Utah. I'm sorry, the voice of Idaho. Wow, what am I thinking? All right, Michael Emery, the voice of Idaho, TVOINews.com, is with us live on the ground in Oregon. Doing a great job reporting, giving us the scoop, the straight scoop, not a whole lot of grandstanding, but just the facts, doing his very best to get interviews. He interviewed the folks at the Narrows, the business owners that are supporting the Patriots quite well. He's now interviewing a rancher that's really starting to stand up, a key rancher in the local area, really giving people intel that's factual and just not all vibrato and grandstanding in your face stuff. Very solid, solid reporting. The voice of Idaho, TVOINews.com. You were going to give a shout out, kind of an update to the Oath Keepers and others, right, Michael?
Yes, sir. That's why I like the PPN, Pacific Northwest Patriots, is because it's a collection of asymmetrical militias and different and people like Oath Keepers. And the Oath Keepers are started to roll in, and I encourage them to come down to the Narrows, bring your RVs, and we've already bringing in two campers tomorrow or today. And instead of staying in town, go to Checkpoint Charlie at the Narrows, and let's protect those people and make sure that is a neutral situation. Because there's women and children there, and I'm on my watch. Am I going to allow some of those beautiful people to be harmed? And I'll meet you on the other side and drop my reporting if that ever happens. This is something that we all have to stop and pray to God that of our discernment and to allow the due process of the law to be had. And if they don't want to listen to it, the people's grand jury will address it. And now, by the way, go to starkhour.com. That's where you can find the live updates. That's starkhour.com. And if you want to help support us in any way, you can go to our website and we have a donation button. I've had to pull out some money to help some of these men with bunking and so that they're somewhat comfortable with what they need. So I want to thank you for putting me on the air to talk to some of the good folks who's listening.
All right, one last comment, one last fact I want to get from you. There's a guy by the name of Kelly Knighting. He's a sumo wrestler. He's actually a good friend of ours. He's been on the radio with us plenty of times. He's a patriot. Anyway, he's a great, great gentleman. He's with the Independent American Party. That's where he stands. He does a good job. He's a nice guy. He's a lot of fun. Well, anyway, he basically, Kelly Knighting, has posted a YouTube video with a challenge to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He says, come to Oregon and battle him in a sumo wrestling match in 10 sumo rounds. And if Chris Christie can win even one round, then the occupiers will walk and go away.
Oh, really? I've seen him walking around. He's a great guy. I tell you what, humor is everything. That's great.
Now, is he up there then in Oregon?
I thought I seen him walking through here once. I think he came and visited.
All right, well, that's something you need to find out if he's there and staying or if he's just visiting or what. But that's not true, though. I mean, it's a good video and it's kind of a fun take on the issues. At least he's provided a solution. I know it's kind of a comical one, but it's better than the government. They haven't even proposed any solutions. Obviously, though, that's not true, though, that nobody really there has agreed to that, right?
Oh, I don't know of anything like this. It's the first I've ever heard of it, so, and I'm pretty well connected.
All right. I'm just saying it's funny. It's not really true. It is an offer from Kelly Knighting. It gets a lot of news. It kind of pokes fun at the government a little bit on this. They're not coming up with any solutions. And what's up with all these politicians from Donald Trump? Now we hear he supposedly sent somebody to investigate and get involved, but he hasn't done a single thing. The art of the deal guy is kind of afraid of this one, isn't he?
I think that the reason they're afraid of this is because it will be the cleansing of our entire United States. People are rallying around their capitals everywhere, starting to do the same thing about addressing their criminal court system. Their systems, the courts we have in the United States, create harmful intent to the citizen body, to the people. That's what's happening. We've got to get a handle on this and take back our judicial process. So if somebody's committed a crime, we can address that. And I got to say, up in Ada County, it's just rotten to the core everywhere I see. This is the first phase of the restructure of the nation that we love, is what this is. Whatever you can do, whether you agree or disagree with the Bundys, they provided a platform like no other. And if it wasn't for this platform, we wouldn't be able to get such attention on the real issues. The real issues are harmful intent to another, and if somebody's committed a crime, they need to be held accountable.
And that's kind of what baffles me about this whole thing, Michael, is you would think that the government could easily come back and say, you know what, we're going to release the Hammonds. Sheriff Glenn Palmer's absolutely right. We found out there's some local corruption that has, you know, made the story convoluted for us. We apologize. There's new evidence. The government could save face. The Hammonds could be released. They could even make a compromise and say, leave them at home with an ankle bracelet on or something so they can kind of save face. The Patriots could have a huge win, and then they could basically start talking about other issues that would be a start, like sending the FBI home, another point Glenn Palmer has made. And if you sent the FBI home and decreased the ratchet up of the standoff, and you were to give a win based on honesty, integrity, ridding ourselves of corruption, that may not get Ammon to leave, but it would be a huge start in terms of doing the right thing, and it would change the whole direction of this discussion. But the government just laughed at Glenn Palmer and mocked him and said, I can't believe you agree with the occupiers. He didn't agree with the occupiers. This is crazy.
Well, and the other sheriff, too, sorry to interrupt, the other sheriff, I guess the Malheur County sheriff, you know, the other, I guess on the other side, he basically said, Sheriff Palmer's efforts, dampen this whole thing and, it hampers the effort to end this. And I don't see that,
How can a peace offering and a peaceful idea harm the efforts of getting the standoff resolved? The government hasn't come up with a single solution that I've seen except for bringing in more and more and more and more force. Anyway, all right, Michael, any last comment?
Yeah, I'd just like to say this. They can't address this because this will take down the criminality within the state of Oregon to the highest of levels. That's why they can't do that. That's why there's so much force. That's why this is so odd. And I can tell you right now that Palmer has has great support in his state, and not officially, but he's got 1,000 men standing girth next to him right now.
All right. Well, Glenn Palmer's an absolute gentleman. I have great respect for him. I know him very well personally. I think he's a great person. All right, Michael, thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Michael Emery, the voice of Idaho, TVOINews.com, on the ground in Burns with continual updates. You want to watch the video interviews he's done and some of the live streams, etc., go to StarkHour.com. That's one of our Liberty News Radio talk show hosts, Tim Starks, helping take care of that feed, providing technical details and equipment to Michael on the ground. They're working together to bring you the details. You got to love it. Liberty News Radio, a tiny organization with incredible reach. It's amazing how many people we end up having on the ground, live covering something, breaking stories first. Kurt, it's just astounding with the tiny resources we've got, what we've been able to do.
Well, there you go. You know, almost reminds you of those evil dudes in the early part of the country, you know. I mean, as far as I know, when you compare them to the British, you know, the military, etc., and all their naval and military forces, those ragtag, patriots were a small group. And yet, you know, with the help of God, in my opinion, they accomplished a lot of great things. You know, tremendous stuff. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your consideration of support to any of these good individuals we bring you. But please remember that behind the whole thing, if you didn't have the backbone of Liberty News Radio and, you know, the work and the hard work that Sam puts in there, man, none of this would happen. You know, consider maybe a couple bucks a month.
Yeah, like $1 million or two.
You could put one of those $2 bills in an envelope and just send it our way. I mean, you know, hey, at least a $2 bill has the founding fathers on the back of it. You know what I mean? But anyway, we'd appreciate
They'll say it's terrorist money, though, Kurt, pretty soon.
Yep. Well, that's the way terrorists work, you know, snow shoveling people's yards and helping people out. You know, it's just the new way, you know, where the scriptures say in the last days good is called evil and evil is called good.
You got that right, sir. All right, when we come back, I want to drill a little bit more into Glenn Palmer's comments because he's absolutely nailed it, spot on. Great news, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do about it also in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Liberty News Radio and by RepublicBroadcasting.org and your favorite AM/FM terrestrial radio station. Tell them all thank you, will you?
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so Harnett County, Oregon Sheriff David Ward is guilty of dereliction of duty and must resign. We need to start promoting that big time. Wow. Kelly Knighting, our good friend, sumo wrestler, has posted a video with a challenge to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Come to Oregon and battle him in a sumo wrestling match. If Christie can win even one of 10 rounds, the militants will leave. Now, I don't know why you call it militants. I'm going to change militants in this story to, what is it? CCF, Kurt?
Yeah, the Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. Yeah, that'd be good.
So I changed militants to CCF members will leave. See, folks, that's the problem, is this demonization keeps going. Why are they militants? The government's armed to the teeth and bringing in military hardware every second. Who are the militants, folks? Now, agree or disagree with Bundy, they're not violent. They're not threatening anyone. In fact, they peacefully sit in the middle of the bleachers in a meeting and don't even say a word. All right, Grant County Sheriff. That's the next county over from Harnett County, Oregon. Grant County Sheriff by the name of Glenn Palmer urges release of the Hammonds. Release of the father and son ranchers would be a good start to ending the standoff, Glenn says. Sending the FBI home would be a good start. Then he finishes his comments with this statement, Kurt. Grand County Sheriff Glenn Palmer says, I just pray to God that cooler heads prevail and no one gets killed. And now he's under fire by the liberals and the belligerents everywhere. Now they're even giving Glenn Palmer death threats. I talked to him last night personally, Kurt.
Yep. Well, it looks like he's also got somebody that has, this is his re-election year, or running for election or whatever. He's filed for election. And looks like he's got an opponent that has also filed against him. His opponent is a guy named Todd McKinley, undersheriff, former undersheriff. He's now the Grant County Community Corrections Director. The guy said this, he said in a written statement, he decided to run after witnessing, he says, the audacity of individuals who think they can dictate the course of Grant County without the input of all, end quote. Then he said, when I took my first oath of office as a reserve deputy on April 3rd, 2000, it was that I would support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and of the state of Oregon, and to honestly and faithfully perform the duties imposed upon the member under the laws of Oregon. He said in the statement, I do not remember that there were any clauses that told me this was optional and up to my interpretation of the Constitution and laws. Now, all I can say about that is I guess what he's saying is he thinks that the current Sheriff Palmer is, just kind of stepping outside those things.
Yeah, kind of an extremist.
Man, all I can tell you is, in my opinion, Sheriff Glenn Palmer, who we've eaten with, we know him personally, and man, that is one kind of sheriff we want to clone in America.
Amen to that. Now, so while While Glenn Palmer's providing peaceful solutions like releasing the Hammond's curtain, they release drug dealers and prostitution rings and pornography ring leaders and drug criminals and they release rapists and they pardon and they these people all the time.
And they let the people in the inner cities burn cop cars and blow up buildings and burn buildings, you know, just to let off.
But they say it's an unrealistic, belligerent, brazen demand to let this old man, Dwight Hammond, 74 years old, go to his house, compromise, give him an ankle bracelet or a probation or something. But, I mean, come on. They act like this is just such an over-the-top, crazy idea. Now they're even giving Glenn Palmer death threats. Now, while he's proposing solutions and praying to the Almighty that cooler heads prevail and that nobody gets killed, here's the latest demonizing statement. Swift resolution. The Indian tribes are saying that. The state governor's saying that. And they're pushing for this, quote, swift resolution, meaning crank it up, take them out. Governor Brown called the situation absolutely intolerable, and it needs to be resolved immediately, she says.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to shed light on the, criminal activity that had been going on there. I mean, we certainly want to stop that.
Now, what's fascinating is the FBI made a statement, and they claim their response has been deliberate and measured as we seek a peaceful resolution. That may be true, but I think this was almost a point to make the FBI seem tame and calm. The FBI is the good guy now, right, Kurt? See, they're crazy.
Yeah.
The FBI is a bunch of thugs. The organization doesn't even have a constitutional provision to exist in the first place. But now, see, the FBI is the cool head, supposedly. Those are the folks that just murdered people at Waco and murdered Vicky Weaver with a baby in her arms when she was unarmed, this kind of stuff. And now they're pitching that as the peaceful solution. But anyway, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Kurt, Richard Mack and myself and you and many others, are so shocked and disappointed by everybody attacking Glenn Palmer just because he said you got to give an olive branch, you got to do something. Maybe releasing the Hammonds would be a good start. Maybe, you know, having less military people there, less show of force, like sending the FBI home, would be a good start to ending this thing. They absolutely attack him. He's got death threats. All the sheriffs are against him. The Oregon Sheriff's State Sheriff's Association all against him, saying we're disappointed in Glenn Palmer. We're concerned about his behavior and his comments and all this stuff. We're so incensed by that, we are creating a press release right now. Richard Mack's writing it on one of his school break periods. And we're going to see how many sheriffs we can get to sign it, which supports Glenn Palmer and supports releasing the Hammonds. Because it's such a critical point. Sheriff Glenn Palmer, a constitutional sheriff, a good, honest, wise Christian, took the lead. And we're going to jump in the gap and support him big time, Kurt. That's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So anyway, that's what's going on with us.
Yeah. Imagine that, supporting a guy like that. I mean.
Well, hey. Got to do something good, don't we?
You know, it's amazing, isn't it? When you find these individuals, and we've known of him for quite a few, years, I think now, he's indicated, I know, in our at least private talks, if not public, where he talked about how his county is basically just shut down by the feds and the environmentalists, so that the loggers and the timber guys had no work, and you basically get you're put out of business by those kind of guys, and it affects this whole county as well as all these other ones as well, right, Sam?
Yes, sir. The FBI running around now. Is the FBI now the good cop? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it's amazing. The governor's all belligerent. The state's all belligerent. The sheriff's all belligerent. Get him out now. Kill him. Let the Lord sort him out when we're done. And the FBI's like, now listen, gentlemen. Let's be peaceful.
The Russia Today boys have a pretty good sized piece
Wow.
Neighboring sheriff, it says, endorses Oregon militants.
Now stop. He did not endorse the Oregon militants. That's an absolute manipulated, belligerent lie.
Neighboring sheriff endorses Oregon militants as they negotiate withdrawal with feds. you know, January 26th.
By the way, I talked to Glenn Palmer, and he doesn't agree with the action they took. Kurt, neither do I.
Yeah, he's, it says, you know, goes down through, gives a, in an unusual show of support, the sheriff of neighboring Grant County, Glenn Palmer, said that freeing the father and son ranching team from prison would be a start in ending the standoff.
Now, let me stop you there and say, how does that endorse what Ammon Bundy's done?
Well,
we all agree that we should release the Hammonds. In fact, we had a peaceful rally to do that, completely separate from what they've done.
Yep. He said, I just pray to God that cooler heads prevail and no one gets killed, just like you said before. Sam, that sure seems like a militant kind of guy. It says the sheriff's endorsement. See, stunned law enforcement officials. The news outlet said, adding that he had met, this is the Oregonian that they're quoting, said that he had met with leaders of the occupation several times. Palmer, they go on to say, is said to be aligned with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, a nonprofit that believes the Constitution imposes strict limitations on the federal government. He serves.
Now, let me
on
just
the
stop them and say
board.
They're lying. The CSPOA is not a nonprofit organization. They're not a 501c3. They don't have their facts straight, and they haven't talked to any of us, to their discredit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it says the Oregonian said Palmer has often spoken critically of the federal government, particularly the U.S. Forest Service.
I wonder why.
Which owns a large amount of land in Grant County. This is from a 2011 speech to a California group. They quote, the only thing that is out of control is the federal government. He says, I'm not a public employee. I'm a public servant, Mr. Palmer said. Sheriff Glenn Palmer, good work.
There you have it. But I'm telling you, when they say that he's endorsed those people that have, you know, got involved in this takeover of the refuge or whatever you want, the resource center, whatever you want to call it, he has not endorsed anything like that. He is trying to end the standoff and not get people killed, though. And now he's being absolutely abused and maligned and attacked for it. And so is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Even though we went to the peaceful rally and endorsed the release of the Hammonds and rejected what Ammon Bundy and those guys did by action, and we issued a press release to that effect, they still lie. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.